Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello, Uncle Carl. How are you?
Fine, sir. I'm sorry they didn't wake me up.
Oh, I didn't. I just got in. I never thought about being a difference in time. When the majority leader calls me and I get to the phone, I reply. I'd been over on the lake.
I know. I just wanted to give you a little rundown on what I've heard and thought you ought to keep it, to be kept advised on. And I talked to the speaker. Now, there's not going to be any doubt, in my opinion, but what this 21-day rule will be reinstated and probably liberalized. And I think that's a good thing, personally. I don't think we ought to be a judge in this mercy, even though he's been pretty cooperative. I think you're going to find the speaker wants to purge those two members, and I expect that's what will happen. I'm not sure it's a good thing, but that's, he said he was for it before, and I have no sympathy with them. I think they've asked for it twice in a row. Both of them have opposed the nominee, and that's pretty bad.
That's awful, Carl. Of course, you got to look at the other side of it, like you were saying the other day. It put me to thinking.
Well,
when you go to being ex post facto now, might be somebody ought to give some thought to passing a rule and saying that from now on we're going to do it. But if we had done it, why, we would have kicked out Adam Clayton Powell and we'd have kicked out certain other members.
That's right. I told the speaker. I told the speaker.
They may want to make it ex post facto and take Powell along with it, you see.
Well, some of them might want to do it.
They might want to amend that rule to say that anybody who had ever voted against the Democrats.
The speaker told me that was involved civil rights when Powell was in. Of course, now, he wouldn't think about doing it to Powell, you know.
Yeah.
But he's hell-bent on this unless somebody stops him. Now, I talked to him. I said, now, I'm going to do whatever you want, Mr. Speaker. I'm going to go with you. I think that we might be accused of doing this ex post facto. Mr. Rayburn wasn't willing to do it, wasn't even willing to institute such a rule. I think you ought to have a rule like that. And, of course, it's true that members are going to be mad with John Bell Williams sitting in one of the best spots in the House. And that's the bad part of it. If they both were junior members, it wouldn't make any difference. Nobody would worry. Now, there's one other thing which I think could be real important, and that is there are three vacancies on Ways and Means. And all these fellows are thinking in terms of giving us two of them, and the Republicans one, which would be 17-8. And that, of course, would give us control on Medicare, which we need. But there's a danger of the depletion thing getting out of hand on that. That's got to be watched real close. And I don't believe the speaker's going to be too interested in that phase of it.
You better just tell him that that's something that you got to be interested in.
And he's pretty hefty now on. He told me that we got to liberalize these rules. We may never have another chance, but we could go too far and hurt the Democratic Party in many areas of the country. I hope I can talk to him about that, but I just want you to know that if they add two members, we want to be darn sure that we get somebody. Now, I don't know. I was thinking about maybe Ed Edmondson. He'd be a good one because he'd go with you on everything except that one thing.
I'd just demand him then, if I were you.
I think we should. Although they may take it away from us. This is going to be a wild bunch. Now, I think you ought to be advised of this. Then another thing, I think they're going to want to add some members to the district committee. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all right. I don't have any objection to it. I don't care what they do. It's packed with extremists, as you well know, the deep southerners and the extreme liberals, and I don't know. I think we ought to know where we're going on it and how far we want to go in the first step on home rule in the district. As far as I'm concerned, go all the way. It really doesn't bother me. That's the point. But I do think this Ways and Means thing, and I think this purging, too, it ought to be looked at long and solid before we make up our minds we're going to do it. And I have talked to the speaker. I found him very much inclined to push for strong liberalization and to give this thing the McCormick image just as fast as he can of strong liberal approach to the modification of the rules. Now, the 21-day rule liberalization, I think, will probably take the form of giving the speaker the authority after 21 days to recognize the chairman of the committee or any other member. If we have that, why, of course, it won't matter then whether Mills is for Medicare or not. Now, we can pass Medicare. It's a question. We've had about discharge conditions. We have, and I think Mills will give. I think he'll see he's deceased. If he doesn't, he's not as smart as I think he is.
Who are the two Ways and Means men you think you've got a chance to win with that are popular enough to win?
I haven't had no reading on it. Now, Landrum's going to want one of them. I don't know whether they can sell him or not. We gave him leadership support before, and we got beat. Pat Jennings beat him, and he's going to want one. Now, I think we can sell Ed Edmonds. I don't know if Landrum is going to insist on it and think they can win. I wouldn't ask him. I wouldn't even get Ed involved. If they're going to want one northern member, somebody from either the northeast or north central, somewhere, and one of them they would, I think, take from the southwest. I don't know who we can win with. I haven't even thought about it, except that I thought we ought to have one man. If we're going to get two, we ought to have one that we can count on depletion, or you and I are going to...
We got to count on both of them. We just ought to tell the speaker now that, damn it, he got to do like Mr. Rayburn. Don't put anybody on there that he can't count on. And I don't see why he don't move somebody, if he's going northeast, somebody from Massachusetts he can get a commitment out of.
Well, I don't either. I think we ought to have. If we don't, it's going to be embarrassing to you and me that we have attained certain positions. And
won the battle and lost the war.
Part of the country, you know,
won the battle and lost the war.
That's right. So I just... I want you to know what's going on, and there's a lot of talk around here. I've just been here 2 days, but I've run into several members, and all these liberal members are talking. They're wanting to take over. And it's all right for them to take over up to a point. But we should watch the completion thing, and shouldn't let this thing get out of hand to where we can't control it. So about you and the speaker, we'll say we ought to have it under some reasonable amount of control.
Well, I'll be back up there next week. Maybe you going to be there?
No, I'm going to leave pretty soon, but maybe I'll hear some more. I'll call.
When's John going to come down?
He's not going to come down till sometime in December. But you won't see him, I'm sure.
I think me and you and him ought to have a talk pretty soon.
I do, too.
I'll try to get back.
Don't do a stupid thing, you know.
I'll try to get back Sunday, and maybe he'll come in Monday, and maybe we can talk Monday.
All right. I want to win. We won this election. I want to put over your program. I want to put over Medicare. And I want to put it over in the first 3 months. I don't want to wait for it, because we mess around with it, we might lose it. Now, we're going to have a real hot fight on this Taft-Hartley amendment.
Oh, hell.
You know, the right to work.
Yeah.
That'll be hot as a firecracker, but I think it'll pass.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm ready to vote for it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to bother you, but I just thought you ought to kind of know what's cooking up here. I've talked to a lot of members, and I've talked to speakers.
You got rid of some of your meanest ones, didn't you?
Well, a few, yeah.
Still got old Grosso, haven't you?
Yeah, it's too bad we didn't get him. They lacked 300 volts. If we'd have known that, we could have sent $10,000. You know what?
Yeah.
And I've taken that to see. He's one of them where it works. But,
Have you heard of Halleck since the election?
Not a word.
How'd he come out?
He won, but I don't know by what percentage. I haven't seen a count on him. I have seen his name on the list. I haven't seen a list showing the votes yet, a total list.
We're going to run the highest percentage ever in history, and we're going to run the highest total vote. Looks like it's going to be around 16 million.
That's terrific, isn't it?
And it's going to be about 61-4 to 61-5.
I'll tell you something else. While we're talking, Oklahoma, if you had no race at all, you know the only place you ran bad? And I'm ashamed.
Tulsa?
Tulsa. While Dallas was going for you, Tulsa still went against you. And by golly, we ought to move those darn district offices down there, down into my district or somewhere. They get all the gravy, and they're just the meanest outfit in the world. Move them out into Steve's and my district. That's golly. I don't bother you with that for now. I'm going to talk to Gordon about that one. They've got more darn fine gravy trash than any city except Oklahoma City. Yes, they just, both papers fought you hard. They're the only darn town in the state where you didn't do real well. Of course, Harris did pretty bad then. After the world is supporting in the primary, they turn around and support Wilkinson.
Oh.
But Wilkinson wasn't there anyway. Those damn papers.
We lost nearly every oil town in the country, though.
Well, Boots Adams supported you.
Yeah, he supported me, but...
He's usually the ringleader in Oklahoma. He supported you and Wilkinson.
I know.
Let it be known right off that he was supporting you. Well, you had everybody but the crackpots and the second-rate country clubbers, and they were the meanest outfit I ever ran into in my life. They followed us around everywhere we went with big placards and like a bunch of kids, you know.
Well, I'll talk to you maybe and make it Monday.
Okay, bye.